Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm pretty pumped up. I'm pretty excited because I have a gentleman on today's show that has done absolutely phenomenally when it comes to real estate investing. And he's only been doing this for about 4 years. That's right. You heard me correctly, about 4 years. See, I would venture to say that this gentleman has achieved retirement in less than 5 years. And I kind of know this because he's a professional by trade. And what I mean by that, he's a medical doctor. He's an optometrist. So he has his own practice. And like most professionals, when you have your own practice, you tend to spend a lot of time at the office. But here's the interesting thing. He's been able to regain control of his life. And to me, that is an essential component of what being retired is really all about. See, being retired is, it's not about just like sitting on your porch and watching the traffic go by. No, it's about being in control of your life, doing the things that you want to do, calling the shots as you see them. You see, he's been able to limit his practice hours. Now, he still enjoys doing what he's doing, and he's very good at it. But instead of his practice controlling him, he controls the practice. I'll tell you what, let me go one better for you. His wife, a highly accomplished CPA, and she's worked in corporate America for the majority of her life. About a year after becoming members at Lifestyles Unlimited, she was able to retire herself. She was able to step away from corporate America. And not too long ago, she decided, you know what? I kind of like doing what I was doing in corporate America. I like being a CPA. I like the work. So she made the decision to go back into corporate America to be a CPA. Not because she had to, but because she wanted to. And see, this is the big distinction that I'm trying to get across to you, because you don't have to be bogged down in the life that you've accepted. You can make a decision today to change your life. Now, this transition does not occur overnight. It absolutely does not occur overnight. It's going to take some time. But I will tell you this, in less than 5 years, you can get to the same place my guest today has arrived at. A place of control, a place where you don't worry about income streams, where life just kind of takes a completely different spin. And on today's show, I'm going to welcome Bob onto the show. Bob's been a member since January of 2017. And in that time, he has invested a lot of money into a lot of apartment communities. He's also invested in some single family properties. And we're going to get to know Bob today, because Bob is one of these guys that you'll get an opportunity to meet when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So Bob, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Al. I appreciate the opportunity to be on today. Thank you.
It's such a pleasure. I mean, I think you, if I recall correctly, you were on the show maybe about 2 years ago.
Yeah, we talked, it was almost to the day. It was in April of 2019 that I was a guest for the first time. And now I'm here again. Just appreciate the opportunity.
We've got a lot of catching up to do. But before we do that, tell me a little bit about what was going on in your life. You know, back in the time, you know, say prior to January of 2017, when you were making the decision that you needed to do something a little bit differently. What was going on at that time?
Yeah, so our story is a lot like many members and a lot of people out there, where we, you know, we did the conventional, and what everybody does is, and we're told, go to college, get a good job, and we've been blessed. We have really good jobs, and we have, you know, we've had a good life. And then put our money in the 401ks and the IRAs, and we were good savers. We lived below our means, and our goal was to, you know, have that pile of money that we could then start to pull from someday and hope that the money outlived us. And in 2000 and in 2008, we had about a 50% drop in our retirement account values just because of the stock market drops. And, you know, I got tired of hearing my financial planner say, don't worry, it's going to come back. And it would do that. But on the third time, somewhere around 2014, 2015, the oil price plunged, and a lot of our investments were in oil sector stocks. And so while the rest of the country was finally starting to get back some steam and the stock market was going up, we were losing money in our portfolio again to the tune of about 25%. So I missed the upside and I had the downside for the third time. And I just knew we needed to do something differently. I wasn't sure what it was going to be, but I needed to do something differently. So I was driving back to Houston from Austin in the summer of 2016, and I had heard Dell on his show before in Houston, but I never really listened to him. But I was in a place where I was ready and willing to listen to the message, and I knew we needed to get in, and then eventually we got to the 2-day, and we joined in January of 2017.
I have Bob on the show today. Now, Bob has been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for a little over 4 years. And I will tell you this, he took the information that we teach and he put it to work. I mean, he was very successful at redeploying capital out of where he had it, where he was not getting the types of returns that he desired, into assets that are doing a lot better. Bob, tell me about what it was like to go through the Financial Freedom Workshop, the 16-hour course where we teach you everything you need to know with regards to single family and multifamily investments. What was that experience like for you?
Well, I knew we were looking for something different. Didn't know what that was going to be like. I had done some research ahead of time to try to get a feel for what Lifestyles was about, but I didn't really know any personal. I didn't have any friends that were members. So on the first day, when you talk about single family, and during that first couple hours of that program or the workshop, they really go through a change in your mindset, and they try to get you to have a paradigm shift that starts to get you to understand how really little we had our assets working for us. We just felt like we could do better. And as we went into the second day, and we started talking about multifamily, and the light bulbs really went off that we're fortunate that we had some assets and we had some tools to work with that weren't really doing very well for us. And I didn't want to be 60 or 70 or 80 years old and go through the losses that we still had prior. But we started to understand that with these assets that we had in the equity in our business and our other assets, we could redeploy them into real estate and use the model and the map that Lifestyles was presenting to us. And they would grow so much better than we could do on our own. And to me, the bigger thing was that they could grow without me having to be the one doing the work. And there's a choice. You can go do the work and do really well owning a property, but the opportunity for me to be a passive investor and invest as a partner collectively in a group and have someone else really be managing the property and still get really great returns, that was very appealing to me. You know, as I've been a practice owner for 30 years, I'm just at a place where I want to start cutting back a little bit. I don't want to take on more work, and the opportunity to do better and build my wealth and not have to do the work for it, I was ready for that one. I was in that line.
So I'm just kind of curious, how many hours a week were you putting into your practice?
Patient care, I work about 4 days a week, so 30 to 32 hours right now. But then there's other time that I do administrative work. So at least another day, if you want to think of 5 day week that I'm running the business. But I'm always thinking about my practice 24 hours a day. When I'm not sleeping, I'm thinking about the practice, usually in some way, dealing with staff issues, dealing with how do I grow my business? How do I make it better? So it's more than just the hours. It's not really like punching a clock in and out. It's that you're doing it all the time. And at some point, you know, I'm 58 years old now, and I just needed to be able to start to transition away from that and not be the manager of the business. It's been very fruitful for us. I enjoy it. I love it. But I just don't have the energy and the drive that I did 5, 10, 20 years ago. And I want to get to a place where I can cut back, work maybe 20, 25 hours a week, and enjoy other things that I want to do with my church and travel and more lifestyle events, and do a kind of the best of both worlds and mix both together. And that's really what we're really trying to do.
What was the very first investment you made, and why did you choose that investment?
So the first thing we did was a single family house. And in the cities that they have a lifestyle office, there are a lot of live events. And once a month, there's a single family road trip. And there's other multifamily road trips. But the weekend after our first 2-day in Houston in January of 17 was a single family road trip. And I'm kind of a type A person. I thought I was the B, but my wife reminded me that I'm the A. And so I didn't really have a plan at that point, but we had money to deploy. I had money burning a hole in my pocket, and I wanted to put to work. So we bought a single family house in January of 2017. And then we got into our first multifamily deal in April. So just 3 months after we joined is when we started to deploy resources into these assets.
And what kind of returns are you getting on some of those initial investments that you made?
Yeah, so the single family house I still own right now, I'm actually getting over $600 a month in positive cash flow. And so that's been a really great result for us. But some of the other multifamily deals that we were in early, so I got into 7 deals in 2017. A few of those deals have recently sold. And my first property that I got into in April of 17, it sold in 14 months. And we had 125% return on that. And then our second property that we purchased, it sold in the beginning of last year, 2020, right before COVID. We had 164% return on that money. And then we had another deal recently sell, and it sold with a profit of 114%. So between those three, we averaged 134%. With some of those early deals that now have matured enough to be either selling or refinancing.
So when you say an average of 134%, are you indicating that if I were to have put, say, $100,000 into one of those deals, I would not only get that $100,000 of principal back, I would get $134,000 in profit?
That is correct. In my house, I call that our new money because I didn't have to go work for it. So we've refinanced 5 or 6 properties now, and we have, these deals are starting to sell, and I'm starting to really see the multiplying effect. It's about a 3 or 4 year cycle, in my opinion, for most of these deals. So as we get into more deals, we're going to constantly be getting back new money. So what was one deal becomes 2 deals, or even 2+ deals, because there was enough profit to go into a 3rd deal. And every 3 or 4 or 5 years right now, if I can do that, the amount of multiplication and it exponentially goes up. You can start with one home and you can do the same thing. It can be 2 homes, then 4 homes, then 8 homes. It snowballs. And you don't have to have a lot to begin with to make this really worth your time and effort.
I am absolutely there with you, because when somebody sat down and explained to me the compounding effect of money, they used an old-fashioned methodology which was focused on saving my way to retirement. But then when I came to Lifestyles Unlimited, I learned exactly what you learned, Bob, that when I put my money to work for me and I'm not essentially saving it, I am in a position to compound my money. When we come back from the break, we're going to share with you something of utter importance. Stick around.
Now, intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
I got back into real estate about 1997, 98. It was the first year I ever bought a house. And I bought a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage house for $25,000. I didn't pay $25,000 for the house. I put $2,000 down out of my pocket to buy the house. It was 10% down, which was $2,500, $500 to closing costs, which was $3,000. But the tenant, before I moved in, the broker had leased the house, and he gave me at closing a check for $500 for the rent plus $500 for the security deposit. So I had $1,000. I only brought $2,000 to the table. Now, that house today is worth in excess of $150,000.
More of the Lifestyles Investor Show is coming up.
Stop waiting. Stop sitting around. Stop procrastinating. This is your time. Make it happen. Do it now. When's the best time? Now. People go, well, I don't know. It's going to crash. It's going to be better next year. I've got to listen to 4 more classes. I love guys come up to me and tell me, you know, I've been listening to you on the radio for 8 years now, right? I go, and you're not rich yet? Well, really, I'm thinking about joining next month. Do it now.
Learn the skills you need to retire with real estate in 5 years or less. Do it now. Register for the Lifestyles Unlimited free online workshop, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
So if you're just joining me, well, I should say if you're just joining us, I have Bob on the show today. Bob is he's a legitimate doctor. I mean, this guy went to optometry school. He's a graduate of the University of Houston, one of the best optometry schools in the nation. And no, they didn't pay me to say that. But I think it's very important for you to understand that this gentleman went to school for a very specific purpose, and he followed a lifetime goal and did very well in what he chose as his profession. But along the way, he started doing what society tells us to do. You know, take that money you're earning and then give it to your financial planner. You know, because that financial planner, they'll take care of all that retirement stuff for you. It'll be okay, and that way you can focus on what you're doing. Well, unfortunately, Bob lived through a couple of experiences that I have lived through and possibly you've lived through, where the market makes these things that they call corrections. I think the correct word for a correction is a crash, because you very quickly watch your net worth erode and you can do nothing about it. You're absolutely powerless to do anything about it. I mean, if you sell, you take the loss at that point. So you're at the mercy of the financial planner to basically try and ride it out. But I'll tell you what, that can be exhausting. And they say, oh, you're dollar cost averaging. Don't worry about it. Well, Bob, let me ask this question. With all that dollar cost averaging that you did, what were the realistic returns long term that you were getting in those investments you were making in the market?
Well, you know, we had years where we had good returns of 10 or 20%, maybe. I mean, because it would be a great year. But when 2 different times we lost 50% of our retirement account. So the market then has to go up 100% for us to just get back to where we were. And on the third time, I just didn't want to do that anymore. I used to joke about if I got tired of looking at eyeballs, what else could I do? And so you asked earlier about, you know, how did I feel on the third time? It was this kind of despair that, okay, what am I going to do now? I'm burned out in my job. I'm not getting the returns that we want. I didn't want to look at, you know, 10 or 20 years down the road when I need that money to live on and have another 50% correction. And there's no bonds you can go into to make much money. So there wasn't really any place to go that was safe and productive. And so when we came across Lifestyles, the other thing is that I was just thinking, I'm just not motivated to go into another career and give you all the learning that would have to be done for that. I just didn't know what to do. And when we ran into Lifestyles and I finally listened to the message and we got into it, I just found out how much I loved it. And I found out how interested I was in doing the education. So it wasn't work for me to learn more and learn and learn and learn. So I'd go to every event I could. I'd go to, you know, all the online. I'm certified as a passive and as a lead. And I've taken some courses through the National Apartment Association. And it's stuff that I'm really interested in. And it hasn't seemed like work to start to transition into another career. And so it's been, you know, great that I got out of the old roller coaster. I don't like roller coasters. And I'm onto something now that I think is more predictable and dependable based on way better comparison than what we used to do.
I agree with you. You know, I actually just thought of an oddball joke since we're having some fun on the show. So I'll just ask you the joke. So what is the best roller coaster to ride?
One that I can get off. I don't know.
Well, that's close. It's actually the one you don't get on. But okay, I'm sorry. I had to go there. My mind is in a weird place today.
Well, you know, I can take the eye thing, and a lot of the problems with roller coasters is with vision, and so it's your visual input. If you just close your eyes, it'll be a lot better. So there.
Oh, okay.
I still don't like roller coasters, even with my eyes closed.
I hear you. So actually, I'm going to ask you a serious question now. How much time, I mean, legitimately, how much time every week do you focus on your real estate investing efforts?
So in my case, I have one property that I'm helping to manage, and I spend a little bit of time with that, but realistically, it's not more than maybe 2 to 4 hours a week, if even that. And I think about it more than I actually do work on it. The other stuff, the passive investing, we get monthly reports from our lead investors, and I look at those, but I'm not spending 5 hours a week even on average. So it's probably 5 hours a month looking at some of those reports and just understanding where we are. The thing that I spend time on is the networking and socializing. So I may spend days doing that back when we could be in person. Now it's all on virtual meetups. So most of my time now is invested in building my relationships and building my network of people that I want to invest with. But that's all fun stuff. I mean, I love going on road trips. I love going to the happy hours and meeting people. I'm just a people person, and I love building those relationships. So it's not work, but it's really minimal time.
Now, you've seen the devastating effects of the current retirement system that our country tells us we're supposed to follow, and it's actually hit very close to home with you. Are you interested in talking about that story?
Sure. My lovely mother, she's 91 years old. The good news is that she's still alive. I love her. But about 18 months ago, she ran out of savings. So, you know, this one of the stories that Lifestyle talks about is, you know, having that pile of money that, you know, you want it to outlive you. Well, it didn't do that for my mom. You know, I've got five other siblings. So the six of us, my parents worked hard. She was a homemaker. My dad was a science teacher in high school. And there just wasn't a lot there. They saved what they could. They put us all through college. And my dad passed away about 13 years ago and thought there was enough there for her to live on, and there wasn't. So our goal as siblings were to each kind of contribute money into a fund that would allow her to continue to live the lifestyle she was living, which is very meager, but Social Security just wasn't going to cover it. So we were going to make up the difference. One day she asked me, well, if something happens to you, what happens to me? And I said, Mom, don't worry about it. I have an asset producing revenue that if something happens to me and I can't work, I'm not making this money for you. I've got an asset making this money for you. So the money from our single family house, I said it was $600 a month. That goes into a fund, kind of what I call it my mom's allowance fund. And that helps for her living expenses, and it allows her to be comfortable and continue to live the lifestyle that she's living right now. So I couldn't be more blessed by what Lifestyle's allowed for us. I mean, it means a lot to me that we've got that asset that I can kind of label as mom's money, and it's very special for that.
We're here to tell you that there is a completely different path you can go down than the one you're on. And trust me, the one you're on is probably not going to get you to where you're trying to get to. And I hate to say it, but you don't want to get to that point and realize you've made a major mistake in your life and try and regroup when you're, quote unquote, at the age of retirement. So you really ought to take a look at what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. So, Bob, you're in 31 different apartment community deals. Did I get the number correct?
That's correct.
You've had a great opportunity to meet a lot of great people in Lifestyles Unlimited. Tell me a little bit about some of these people that caught your attention and why.
Well, I'll start and say collectively, for the most part, everybody in Lifestyles has never done real estate before. So it's a group of people coming in. They're like-minded. They're excited about what the opportunities are. They've seen great results. But they're really just a bunch of really nice people for the most part. I don't run into anybody that turns me off. Very transparent, very authentic folks. So we have a lot of fun making money together. But then the resources within the group, and I want to use a couple examples. So one of the properties that I'm involved in, I'm in Texas, and this is a property that's out of state. I was a passive investor, and after about a year of ownership, it was starting to struggle a little bit, and we needed some resources. So from our partner pool, we pulled in some people to help with operating the property. And the secret sauce in that is that one of the partners lives near the property, and he manages the day-to-day operations. I've been voted in as the asset manager, and I make a lot of the kind of overall big decisions for the group, and we've been able to be profitable. But the day-to-day operations and the reason that the property has remained a success is because of the partner that's there doing the really hard work on a day-to-day basis. And so when you pull, there are people that just, you know, have resources and skills and interests that can do these things, even though they've never done them. Lifestyles has helped us educate. But from the pool of members, the real value, I think, in Lifestyles is from all the people. And through our process and through our refinancing system that we went through and the referrals for brokers and attorneys and all the people for our team and just for operations, I've gotten way more information from other operators within Lifestyle. So other business owners, you know, steel sharpens steel. And I've gotten more information on how to run our and manage our property from other people. Lifestyle's been there to help us through the mentoring and the consultants, but they're helping a lot of other people too. And it's the members helping members. And it's just incredible. We have people that are engineers and lawyers and car mechanics and nurses and just all kinds of skill sets that help us be successful together. So there have been members that have poured into my success and have helped me get to where I am. And now I want to try to do that for other people. And I hope I get more and more opportunities to help other members, either as an ambassador or something like that. But it's just such a good group of people. I really encourage folks to check us out.
So when you're looking for that next deal that you're going to invest in, what are some of the basic parameters that you look for in a deal? I mean, what makes sense to Bob and his investing strategy?
To really a quick explanation to people, a value play would be something that has not maybe as much cash flow for a while, but is going to be a big capital gain. A yield may be more cash up front because the property is just going to be run well and will produce income. We don't need the money right now, so we try to lean more towards value play. So there are some deals out there that are really good deals with really good lead investors that don't really fit our model. So we try to be specific about what strategies we go into. And I'm looking for a component. It's harder to find really big value deals now, but they all have at least, let's call it a hybrid, that has some component of a capital gain eventually. And I have more time horizon for a lot of our deals. So I'm not living off the money right now. And eventually, when I don't want to practice anymore, I'm going to switch some of my strategy and we'll go more into deals that produce income right in the beginning. Now, it's a real bonus when we have a value play that produces income on top of it. And sometimes we get surprised with getting distributions sooner than we thought. And that's happened on a few of our deals, too.
Is this investing thing a family affair or is it just Bob taking care of all the business?
No, it's a family affair. So my wife is not as involved in this. She works and she likes what I do. And I bounce a lot of things off of her. But I have one of my siblings, my one sister, she lives up in Detroit area, and she joined that group. So she's in multifamily as a passive. She joined a few years ago, and she's in six multifamily deals. And then my older son, I have two boys. They're age 22 and 25. My older son, he's a preferred member. He owns two single-family houses that he has purchased all with his own money. He joined Lifestyles all with his own money. And he even did all the rehabbing and work with the realtors. He did it all on his own. I thought maybe I would be holding his hand for it, but he's able to do all of it himself. He works in the construction industry and was comfortable with that. And I could not be more proud of both my son and my sister for stepping up and getting into the Lifestyle model.
It's really cool to see your family get the same kind of rewards and benefits that we get, is it not?
You know, it's fantastic. And Al, every member says is that I wish I would have joined Lifestyle a long time ago. And when you took a young person like my son that has got so much time on his hands, or not on his hands, but in his favor, you know, it takes a little while to get that snowball going. And I wish I had the time just to be able to see his success on his own and create some wealth for himself. And it's not anything that anybody's given to him. He's gone out and worked for it. It's just been incredible. And it's very satisfying as a parent to watch them be successful. My younger son is in college still, and eventually we hope that he'll get involved in this industry, probably as more of a passive investor with us, but everybody buys into it. It's great.
Yeah, I think that our young people are really the people that can get the most fruit off of this tree, because you and I joined in 2017. Imagine if we had started 5 years before that. Imagine where we would be right now, just given the exponential returns that we've received. I mean, can you picture that?
That would be incredible. So, you know, I used the example earlier about one deal became two deals, then became four deals, then became eight deals. And let's say those are houses or multifamily, whatever it is, the exponential, when you can get past a couple of those cycles, it really starts to grow and it just will blow your mind. I never thought that I'd have the ability to have access to that kind of potential asset growth. So the time is on their side to let that go. And then you're not making stupid decisions when you're trying to force things. You allow things to go with a strategy and a plan, and you stick to it and you work it. And the benefits, like you said, there's just so much fruit there that they can, you know, they can get all of it. You and I are old guys. We don't have as much time now, but we still have plenty of time. But when they're 20 or 30 or 40 years old, it's just incredible. And just to start with one little property, that's all they got to do is start. That's the important message.
You're spot on. It's that first property. Everything grows from there. You have to cross that line and you have to do what you need to do. And then from there, it can go in so many possible directions.
Agreed. It's just incredible.
We've got about a minute left. Tell us about your lifestyle. Tell us what you're able to do now because of all of your investing that you couldn't do before you became a member.
You know, I have choices now. I can work less in my business. I can have the option to do that. I'm not tied to the commitments of mortgages and payments for things that I can't afford anymore. And so it gives me choices, and I can work if I want. We can travel some. I can go in the store and I don't have to worry about what food I put in my basket. I have the resources to pay for it. And we don't live a luxury life, but we get to do the things we want to do. And that lifestyle has given us that hope. It's given us the opportunity to be able to live that. And, you know, everybody has their own kind of nirvana that they want to get to. And just being able to have choices is really the best part of lifestyles.
Yeah, Bob, you hit the nail on the head. It's all about regaining control and having choices. Hey, we're at the end of the show, and I want to thank you so much, Bob, for being on the show. And for those of you out there trying to figure out how to get this done, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself signed up for one of our free workshops. That's how Bob did it. That's how I'm doing it. That's how you need to do it too.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.